Buddha.
You're now tuned into the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Salute, salute. You're now tuned into the Retro Rick Podcast, formerly known as the Jack Talk Podcast. We're not doing the Jack Talk Podcast no more. Everything retro. You understand what I'm saying? Taking the podcast into a new direction. I've been, playing with the idea for a little minute, but it's something that I knew that I was gonna do, and I just decided to, you know, why keep pushing it off? You know what I mean? What I really was doing was waiting to see if I want to just start over or like completely, you know, remove the Jack Talk Podcast and then just start all over with the Retro Rick Podcast. But I said, you know what, I'm gonna leave the Jack Talk there because, you know, it was something that I was doing, and I'm just going to continue on that same path, but just switch it up and just take the podcast into a new direction. I don't know if you guys listen to the Joe Budden podcast, but remember when he first came out, his podcast was called I'll Name This Podcast Later. And then when he decided to, you know, switch the name, he didn't just start over fresh. He just switched the name and he took the podcast to where he wanted to take it. So that's what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Retro Rick, you know, my name is Rick. You know, my style is retro, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people do retro for a fad or, you know, to be in or to be cool, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to me, that's just how I move. Everything is always retro with me. Movies, you know, fashion, sneakers, you know what I'm saying? Slang. You know, like I said, I'm an 80s baby, so I just feel like I was brought up in the right era. You know what I'm saying? I feel like my era is just the best era. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to feel like that because that's when I was born. You know what I'm saying? You talk to your grandmother, your grandpa, your pops, or your moms, you know what I'm saying, or your aunt or uncle, they might say their era was the best era. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, being an 80s baby, I feel like I just had, you know, the best of all. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that was, like, from the 80s to the 90s to the early 2000s, like, the best of the best, I was there. You know what I'm saying? In that era. You know, man, shit has changed now. You know, it's just different. You know what I'm saying? And again, this ain't my era. So, to the youngins, this era probably lit. To me, this shit, like, huh? I'm cool. I'm catch me in my era. You understand what I'm saying? You know, like I said, I just do retro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. As I'm talking right now, I got New Jersey Drive DVD on my desk. You know, every time I record, I switch up the DVD. So next time I come and I record, it's going to be something else here. You know what I'm saying? New Jersey Drive, classic movie. If you ain't watch it in a while, go watch it. You know, like I said, all my kicks is retro. I got Nintendos, Game Boys, PlayStations, Super Nintendos, Super Boys, you know what I'm saying? I got it all, man. Like, I'm just a retro nigga, and I've been like that all my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been into, you know, just being different and not forcing the difference, just naturally just being different, you know what I'm saying? Just a different type of nigga, you dig? A lot of niggas talk shit, I don't talk shit. A lot of niggas brag, I don't brag, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like I said, they use the retro for a fad. Like, I'm just naturally into that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and on this podcast, like, I'm not chasing nothing. I'm not chasing no hot topics, no tea, quote unquote tea, or however you say that. I ain't chasing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just building the platform based off my personality. know what I'm saying? Like, I might want to get on here and talk about Minister Society one episode. Like, that's just what that's what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to come on here and just talk about the shit that I'm interested in. You know what I'm saying? If something jump off in pop culture or the news or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm still going to talk about those things, but that's not what this shit is based upon. That's not what this platform is based upon. This platform is just based upon me just expressing myself. You know what I'm saying? I got new equipment. I done, you know, put a nice piece of investment into this shit. So I said, you know what? I done made the investment. I'm going to take the podcast into a different direction. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I feel like a lot of podcasts is, they don't, you know, they do their thing, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like some, like, they don't be talking the way I talk. You know what I mean? And again, podcasting to me is like, it's just about showing your personality, you know, and that's something that I want to build. I want to just bring people into my personality. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be talking about everything on here, from music, sneakers, still going to do the pop culture, movies, TV shows, you know, retro shit, retro topics, all that, interviews, everything. You know what I'm saying? It's just the Retro Rick podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be your one-stop shop for everything. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate y'all rocking with me. You know what I mean? And, you know, we're going to move it like that. But how y'all feeling about that? What you call it? Yo, hold on. Before I speak on the Kendrick album. Yo, where did mumble rap go? Y'all remember mumble rap? Like, that was a thing, right? That was a thing, right? Mumble rap. Because mumble rap is just gone. Like, and let's give a round of applause for mumble rap getting the fuck up out of here. I was not a fan of mumble rap. That whole era was whack to me, man. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm glad that, you know, the youngest be talking. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing about it. Like, my type of hip-hop, I like the type of hip-hop where I like when artists is talking that talk. And I was tight when that mumble rap phase came through, because it was like, I don't know what these dudes is talking about. And it was like, everybody is just, you know, saying a bunch of dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody just talking and saying a bunch of reckless, wild shit, and it was making no sense, and it was a bad time in hip-hop, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. And again, being that I'm from that era, like, when the retro phase was around, right, and it seemed like all the youngins. And, you know, I had a lot of discussions with people. They'd be like, oh, well, you know, these dudes are 17, 16, 17 years old, man. They're kids, you know. That's just how this is their thing. And I was like, yo, but I get that. That's all fine and dandy, but that don't mean they got to sound the way they sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So I'm looking at it like this. During that mumble rap phase, let's say the artist on average was 18, right? Y'all remember the mumble rap. So just think about this. If the artist was around 18, 17 on the average during the mumble rap, talking a whole bunch of bullshit about a bunch of nothing. Let me give you a sample of what a 17-year-old in my era was talking about. That make me act. I'm where I hit him up, projects that I never played the fifth, regardless. To the charges, she had to be at court, fighting and slicing each other to see who lies in my fort. Who would have thought? Little shy, big Willie, 96, we rolling touches. Not Trey, it was Phillies. Rums in the monthly life, Christmas to dealers. $100 sales come through the school zone area. Children at play, keep the heat on the low. Little kids getting hit, project flooded with pole. Now show. You understand what I'm saying? That was Shaheen the Rugged Child, man, from Staten Island. You know, he was what, 16, 17? You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I could never get with that phase of music, because I grew up on niggas talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, my era was different. Like, everything was different. You had to be different. See, now, everything, they don't mind you biting. You know, in my era, you couldn't bite. You know what I'm saying? Remember Wu-Tang and Biggie had beef over the album cover? Because Nas had his baby picture on his album cover. Biggie had his baby picture on his album cover. That sparked a whole big thing. You understand what I'm saying? Now, niggas come out and all it takes is that one lit person to say something and everybody's running with that. Look at the Cartier watches, right? For whatever reason, nigga come out. Yo, we doing Cartiers. Now everybody doing the Cartier watch. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who could afford to get a Cartier, they running to go get the Cartier. Niggas ain't like, yo, let me go over here, get this, let me go do that. Niggas is like, yo, I'm going to get the Cartier watch. Because that's what's hot. All right. Somebody, next person come and say, yo, we doing this type of chain. Now, anybody that could afford that type of chain, they running to do that type of chain. You know what I'm saying? In my era, it was a gift to be different. Niggas just wanted to be different. Like, nah, I got my own style. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm walking out, if we walk into the club and we eight deep and we look like twins, I'm cool. That ain't cool to me. You know what I'm saying? We walk into the club or you going out or you doing something and it's nine of y'all, but y'all got all got the same sneakers on. That ain't fly to me. You know what I'm saying? And I look at, I've been posting on my Instagram lately, you know, different rappers and artists and things like that with the caption, what am I missing? Am I just the old head? Am I like not hip to the style or whatever the fuck, because these dudes be looking stupid, if you ask me. These multi-millionaire rappers and entertainers be looking stupid. I wouldn't wear none of that shit. And I'm not, and I don't got nowhere near the bread they got or none of that shit. I'm cool. No matter how much money I get, right now this podcast could generate me tens of millions of dollars. I'm never getting weird. I don't care how much money. There's not enough money in this world to make me get weird, because I'm a man of integrity. You understand what I'm saying? I can't see myself going down the weird road. I don't give a fuck how much. I don't care what the bag is. I don't care what the bag is. Rick will never go down the weird road. I will not do it. I'm not going to get $10 million in my bank account and start dressing in crazy, wild, big, baggy clothes with dumbass boots on and a long shirt with a vest on over the shirt and goggles and all this dumb shit niggas be wearing. I'll never do that. Never. Right now, drop tens of millions of dollars in my account. I'm still going to have the illest retro kicks on. I'm Luke Kane. You understand what I'm saying? I'm Luke Kane. I'm Luke Kane with the kicks. And it's to with me, see, a lot of niggas when they do it in their kicks, they feel like, yo, I got 300 pairs of kicks. I don't give a fuck about that. There was a point in time where I wanted mad sneakers. You know what I'm saying? But now I do quality over quantity. You know what I'm saying? Quality over quantity. You can have more sneakers than me. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got the kicks I got. See, it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? You got 300 pairs of sneakers. All right, cool. You got more sneakers than me. But you don't have what I have. And a lot mad niggas got the shit you got because you got what everybody else got. You see how that work out? So you could drop tens of millions of dollars in my bank account right now. I'm going to still have the illest sneakers. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to be Luke Kane. And I'm not going to get weird. I'm still dressed the way I do. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of hardware, you know what I mean, on the jewelry tip, but that's the main thing I do is, you know, up my jewelry game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still dress the way I dress. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'll buy more shit because I got fucking $10 million in my bank, but I'm not going to get the big, dumb jewelry either. I wouldn't be that guy. I'm not putting two watches on, one wrist, and a ring on every. Like, I'm not that guy. Like, my shit gonna be cool. My shit gonna be chill. Like, you know what I'm saying? You see some of these entertainers, and these niggas got, You know what I'm saying? Like, the biggest fucking necklace. It looks, it shit don't look cool, man. You got to make that shit, you got to swag that shit out, man. You got to swag that shit out. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, a lot of niggas, they just wait to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, prime example, I was on YouTube and I was watching, I forgot son's name because he's like a younger rapper, but he was buying some jewelry and he kept like asking, like, yo, would you wear it like this? Would you wear it like this? Like, and I'm looking, I'm like, yo, why do you have to ask how, you know what I'm saying, you would wear your necklace? Like, if you like the necklace, buy the necklace and rock it the way you want to rock it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's your bread. You buy the necklace, you wear it the way you want to wear it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you have to ask for validation? Like, am I doing this right? You know? But it's a little rant. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just wanted to play that Shaheem shit because, again, remember when the mumble rap phase was, Shaheem be talking. If you haven't heard the Shaheem album, go listen to Shaheem, The Lost Generations. Go listen to that album, man. Shaheem, a.k.a. The Rugged Child. He was like 16, 17 when he dropped that shit. Fire. Fire. I might give y'all another snippet on, when I get up out of here. But Shaheem is fire. And if you remember that Biggie freestyle, Biggie and Tupac, when he said, got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38s, 99s, 10 Mac 10s, the shit's never end. If they played the whole version, Shaheem is on there. He raps first. They was freestyle. They did a freestyle at Madison Square Garden, if I'm not mistaken. Shaheem was there. You know what I mean? Like, probably like 13, 14 years old on stage with Biggie and Tupac. You know what I mean? So that's why it's like, yeah. Niggas, like, that's why I be in my era. Because, again, I could put this Shaheem on right now, and it's relevant to what's going on today. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little history lesson for y'all, man. You know, go do some golden era hip hop listening and go tap into Shaheem, man. You know what I'm saying? But as far as some new music, you know, Kendrick dropped. And I see a lot of mixed reviews about the Kendrick. I see some people fucking with it, some people not. Some people is comparing Kendrick sales to Drake sales. Some people is saying that Kendrick is not on Drake level because Drake sold, you know, damn near double what Kendrick sold and on Drake last drop and this and that. Man, numbers lie, yo. You know what I'm saying? Numbers lie. Y'all gotta stop holding your hat on this number shit, man, because they play number games all the time. You know what I'm saying? They play number games all the time. And Drake got a fucking machine behind him. A few machines, actually. You know what I'm saying? Drake plugged in, and I will give him that. Drake is plugged in. He got a few machines behind him. So his numbers, I don't see no dip in his numbers coming anytime soon. He's just plugged into with too many people. He's in business with too many people. He's also a safe artist. You know what I'm saying? He plays it safe. And what I mean by that is he won't even give you an all-rap album. And when he did try and give you an all-rap album, he did it on a double album where he did one side was mainly rap and the other side was mainly the R&B type time. I'm a Drake fan, but not when he's singing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hip-hop head. R&B is cool, but when Drake rap, I could fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I could rock with it. Kendrick, he don't pop out often. You know what I'm saying? He's not too feature crazy. Like, on everybody's shit. So when he disappear. So it makes you want to hear what he's gonna cook up. I like the album. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna like every Kendrick album because he's that good of a rapper that he's not gonna say whack shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna compare him to Drake because I don't think there's a comparison. I think that they're completely two different people. You know what I'm saying? Drake is a safe artist. Kendrick pushed the envelope. I don't see Drake pushing the envelope. You know what I'm saying? You can't compare them. Drake won't even make an all rap album because he say, yo, my fan base is too big. My man, if ghostwriting didn't stop your career, you making an all rap album wouldn't stop your career. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. Like, it wouldn't stop your career at all. you got away with some shit that, again, if you was coming up in the era that I came up in listening to music, your ass would have been up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, there was a time when you had to be different. And if you was on some rap shit, you had to be pinning your shit. That had to be coming from you. You know what I'm saying? They would have got Drake the fuck up out of here quick. It wouldn't have been no Drake. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick would have been around. It wouldn't have been no Drake, yo. Because you couldn't have survived with those with the ghostwriting shit. And that's not to take anything away from Drake. You know what I mean? Like I said, when he on his rap tip, he's a dope artist. And, you know, there's people that's listening to this right now that's probably like, nah, he dope when he on his R&B wave too. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. But I'm just saying, like, you know, that nigga, he plays it safe, man. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to step outside of what he normally do. For the past few albums, it's all starting to sound the same to me. You know what I'm saying? None of Kendrick albums sound the same. So you really can't compare them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Kendrick going to push the envelope. And to me, that's what being an artist is about, pushing the envelope. If I was an artist, I would try and do what Kendrick do. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, even if I was Drake, like, you can service your fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, give the people, don't get on a song and say, yo, you know, you want a classic, that's just 10 of these while you rapping. Give the people the 10. You know what I'm saying? Give it to them. Give them a solid rap album. Don't just talk about how easy you could do it and it's so easy you could wake up and just do it. Do it. We want to hear it. A rap album. You know what I'm saying? A fully rap album. Let's get it. The fuck, my nigga? You're not going to lose no fans because you did a rap album? You're a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Then you could come back on the next joint and do an all singing album. I wouldn't care. We got the rap album. Like, nobody's going to stop fucking with your music because you decide to do what you do. That's why I don't compare him and Kendrick. Because, again, Kendrick comes through. Kendrick, I know for a fact that he's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? And I don't go with that number shit, man. I don't go with that number shit because, like I said, man, ain't too many people got a machine behind them like Drake. So they're going to make them numbers do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So, like I said, I'm going to give you another taste of this Shaheem shit before I get up out of here. I don't know what I want to close with. But another thing I wanted to say, what was I going to say? Oh, yo, it's this movie, right? It's called The Belko Experiment. It came out like 2017 and shit. You know what I mean? So it's been out for a little minute. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's playing on Tubi right now. Tubi is like a free streaming. It's an app that comes with the TV. Pardon me. If y'all got Tubi on y'all TV and y'all don't fucking watch Tubi, y'all bugging. Tubi got wild shit. Like, Tubi, yo, Gravy is like, yo, remember Gravy from the, like, the Smack DVDs and the come up? Gravy that played Notorious B.I.G., he played Biggie in Notorious B.I.G. Well, he's a rapper from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? For those who don't, yeah, some of y'all probably just know him as, you know, the guy who played Biggie in Notorious. Well, he's a rapper from Brooklyn, and, he used to be on, like, all the Smacks and the Come Up DVDs and all that, right? Yo, that nigga got, like, 100 movies on Tubi. And salute, because every week that nigga's popping up with a new movie. You know what I'm saying? Salute. But, yeah, man, if you wanna see, like, you know, I'm not gonna say, I don't wanna say, like, low-budget movies, but just movies, like, you know what I'm saying? Hood-type movies, Tubi. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing, man. Like, what we're going to be talking about in this podcast. Like, they don't make movies like they used to. They don't do shit like they used to, man. But that's neither here nor there. We'll get to that when we get to that. But, yeah, The Belko Experiment. And let me see. I'm going to, what I'm going to do. Hold on. I'm going to read you the, what it's about. The synopsis. Let me read you the plot. It's like I'm trying to see. I'm looking at the thing here. Okay. Belco Industries. All right, so what it is it's a company in Bogota, Colombia, right? It's a company in Bogota, Colombia. And it's a bunch of US, you know, citizens that work there. You know what I'm saying? And it's a bunch of locals that work there too. So one day they go to work and, you know, the US citizens is looking and they like, cause you gotta show them your ID before you can get into the building. It's like a government building in Bogota, Colombia. And the locals, I mean, the US residents is noticing, well, not all, but one of the dudes is noticing, it's like, yo, why are they sending the locals home? You know what I mean? They start sending the locals home. So, dude, he just looking. So, anyway, they go on about their work day. You know, the day started. Everybody in there being regular. They're working. Then over the intercom, it's like, comes and it's like, yo, nobody could leave. The intercom comes and says something like, something, they said something is like, yo, it's a bunch of people in there in the office building. It's a big ass office building. So somebody comes on the intercom is like, yo, in 2 hours, if 30 people ain't dead, we killing 60 of y'all. Yo, could you fucking imagine? They said, yo, in 2 hours, if 30 of y'all ain't dead, we killing 60 of y'all. Niggas thought it was a joke. All the windows, all the doors, it's just, all you start hearing is doom, 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 and all the whole entire building just gets like surrounded by this reinforced steel. You know what I'm saying? So nobody could get out the building. And over the intercom, they like, yo, 60 of y'all gotta, you know what I mean? If y'all, 60 of y'all, so y'all gotta kill, no, they say y'all gotta kill 30 people or we killing 60 in 2 hours. Figure it out. So that's the plot of it. Niggas gotta, only way you gonna get out there, they basically saying like, only one of y'all gonna get out. This, all y'all that's working right now, only one of y'all gonna get out. It's up to y'all on who. But there you have it. And I don't want to get too crazy into it, because, you know, some people are like, oh, you spoiling the movie. See, me personally, I can ask somebody about a movie and you could tell me what the movie's about. I wouldn't care, because I'm still gonna watch it. You know what I'm saying? I watch movies over and over and over and over and over and over and over. I might go upstairs and watch 48 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watch 48 hours all the time with Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy. I'm just like that. You know what I'm saying? My wife will be watching. We'll be watching a movie. She'll get like 5-10 minutes into the movie and be like, we saw this? Like, yeah. She's like, put something on we ain't seen before. I'm like, yo, I like this movie. Shit funny, or it's, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But yeah, man. Again, I'm about to go ahead and get ready to sign out, man. But, you know, I just wanted to come on here and talk, man. This is like the first episode of the new podcast. And like I said, man, I'm just opening up the podcast and the platform to my personality. You know what I'm saying? Just things that interest me, things that I see, or whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? It's not too specific. You can read the description in my bio to get an idea on what's to look for. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to a few people. So I'm lining up a couple of interviews. I'm gonna start having my niggas come on here, chop it up, talk some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to entertain, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it's the Retro Rick podcast. And that's what we rolling with now, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything retro. That's my style. That's my identity. You know what I'm saying? If you follow me on Instagram or if you know me personally, you know this ain't no gimmick with me. You know, I'm really a retro type nigga, man. Really Luke Kane. I listen to, you know, music from the golden era. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted now. Just because I say, yo, I'm retro, that's just my style. I got respect for everything. You know what I'm saying? I got respect for all eras. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if I had to pick an era, I'm going to pick, you know what I'm saying, my style, which is that 80s baby, early 90s, early 2000s. That's my style. You know what I'm saying? There's no diss to nobody else era or nobody what they got going on. That's not what it is. Because, again, I respect all. But that's just what I'm on. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, moving forward, it's the Retro Rick Podcast. You know, again, support is free. You know what I mean? So, if you know somebody who listen to podcasts, put them on. Yo, that nigga Rick over there, you're on the Retro Talk Podcast. I mean, I said the Retro Talk. I mixed the Jack Talk and the... Yeah, I'm bugging. He's on the Retro Rick Podcast and he's talking his talk. You know what I mean? That don't cost you no money. So if you tell somebody about my podcast, you did a good deed for free. You'll get good karma for that. You understand what I'm saying? And if you got something going on, and you know me, I don't care about none of that shit. I put people on all the time. I tell people about music, movies, kicks, whatever, because I ain't no hater. You know what I'm saying? I don't envy nobody. Like, this world is big. It's some mad bread out here for every fucking body. You know what I'm saying? It's bread out here for every... Do you not realize it's people with billions of dollars out there? And I don't got billions of dollars. So I ain't got no time to try and hate on another nigga or, you know what I'm saying, wish nothing on another... I ain't into that. I ain't never been into that because I don't need to be into that. You know what I'm saying? I'm me. You know what I mean? But... Like I said, man, all new podcasts. I appreciate y'all for listening, rocking with me. And, you know, we gonna get this shit jumping, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got a couple of interviews on deck. I'm going to have some of my guys come on here and just be talking, man, just chopping it up, have a few laughs. And, you know, we're going to keep it moving like that. Again, you want to reach out to me? All my information will be in the bio, in the description and all that. You want to reach out? Feel free. Let's see here. Let's see. Cause I said I'm a you know, being that we on the Retro Rick Podcast, you know what I'm saying? Being that we on the Retro Rick Podcast, let me see what I could leave us out with. Let me see. Just give me a second. Give me a fucking second, man. Okay, we're gonna do it like this, man. I'm gonna give y'all a little Shaheem on the way out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give y'all a 16-year-old in my era, man.
Yeah, yeah. Where my shelling people's at? Stapleton, the craziest, I know what time it is. Wild Wild West, now born. Killer Hill, port to the Richmond, Jungle Nails, let's get money, y'all.
It's only 16.
It be the Sasa Hennessy that make me act like this. I'm where I hit him up, projects that I'll never play the fifth. Regardless, to the charges, she had to be at court, fighting and slicing each other to see who lies in my fort. Who would have thought? Little Shy, Big Willie, 96, we rolling Dutchess, not Trey, it was Phillies. In the monthly life, Christmas to dealers. $100 sales come through the school zone area. Children at play, keep the heat on the low. Little kids getting hit, project flooded with Bo. Now shorty's rocking Versace and Donna Karen. Playing the Miss Marv Queen role, knowing her and her cousin Sherry. I live the glamorous life, girl. The gold dilemma, the dawn, carry on. Rich hotel. Rich hotel.
He was like 12 in this joint. He was like 12. Or 11.
Nowadays, you got to walk the street and watch your back. Cause brothers with the gats don't be knowing how to act. They always pull a Glock when somebody rocks that knot. And if they get shot, they often snitch to the cops. Now tell me this ain't living foul. She just had a baby child and she's back to selling crack vows. On the app, cause she's addicted to the fast cash. Alone with that last before the cops beat your minute ass. But honey dip don't wanna listen, cause she's in opposition. Now nobody gives a pot to piss in. Her life is stuck and filled with bad luck. So she fucks and fucks to earn another buck. She don't really care about pride, and she jumps into another ride, then committing suicide.
Hey yo, this goes on and on, shot. Everybody's doing their own things, from hooker in the drug sling. This goes on and on, shot.
That was Shaheem, man. On and on, you know what I mean? That was Shaheem on and on. Youngin was like 12 in that joint. He was like 12. So you seen what he was spitting like at 16, you seen what he was spitting like at 12. I mean, he got some joints. So if you go check out his first two joints, the first one is called AKA Rugged Child. The first one is called AKA Rugged Child, and the second joint is called The Lost Generation. Fire. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, we about to sign off, man. It's the Retro Rick Podcast. My information is in the bio. If you want to reach out to me, I'm here, man. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. What the fuck? Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Tap in with me, man. You dig?